listening to The Water Cooler on Podcast One.
Water cooler. Water cooler. Water cooler.
Hello and welcome to Water Cooler, episode number 296. Thank you so much for tuning in, also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 20.
Woo!
Thank you very much. We're so happy to have you here. Woo! You know how the show goes. I, Chris Locks, I'm on a kick with my cruel digital buds like Gary Smith.
Sup's up.
The Claw.
Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
And Mike Dawson.
What is crapping in?
Hey, guys. Kalen Bean is not here right now. He might come in a little later. He had an appointment, so we let him go. But hopefully he'll make it throughout the show. We'll see what happens.
You know, Chris, don't worry about him.
Oh, he's been telling me that.
Yeah, very good point, Matthew.
I guess he meant it.
I think we've all forgotten.
Mm.
Who?
Exactly.
Yeah. Who? Yeah. Don't care.
Those were his strict instructions for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would be upset if we really forgot about him. Yeah. Didn't worry about him, I think.
I don't think we could do that, though.
No, it's impossible. So anyway, he most likely will be here, but if not, whatever. We move on. We press on. So, a couple things before we get to our comments. I am getting married.
Hey!
Congratulations!
Yeah. Congratulations!
That is news.
What?
Well, you guys already knew that, but you've known about the trials and tribulations of me getting married and having a venue and figuring it all out.
Well, why? What happened? What happened?
Long story short, go ahead, Gary.
No.
Wait.
I'm all good. It's your wedding. I feel bad.
You know, Matt.
What's up?
Let me ask you something, because I think about your wedding a lot.
Thank you.
One, because you had excellent vows, but two, you kind of – it was as if I was a guy who took signs. Your wedding had a lot of signs, as far as like the same with mine. Like, for instance, Gary kind of knows. So like I proposed to Jen in December 2019, and then a worldwide pandemic hit.
The sign I liked at Matt's wedding was bar.
Yeah, that's what sign. I'm trying to figure out. Which signs are we talking about?
No, I meant like universal signs.
I see. Just the strange fates coming together, you're saying.
And I thought, okay, fine. Worldwide pandemic. A virus that's killing a lot of people and causing us all to stay inside our homes. All right, no problem. We'll still get married. We push the wedding. Hey, so the guy who had your venue, he skipped town and he skipped the country and he took all your money. What do you want to do? Okay, cool. Yeah, no worries. We're still getting married. It's still going to be great. So, you know, and then Matt, when he got married, a bee stung Julie.
That's right.
On her ring finger.
That's correct.
Just like, what is going on? So anyway, so.
One could argue that was a negative sign because it was stung before the ring was put on her finger.
Yeah,
and it was therefore, I'm at my wedding trying to put this ring on my wife's finger.
What a bizarre story.
It was.
Yeah, so. But luckily, Matt had the best wedding vows I've ever heard. So he just
it's as if
the swelling just went away, at least, and could cause all of our hearts to swell.
It was a special day.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so Jen and I, we've been deflated trying to plan this wedding, constantly getting the rug pulled out from under us, and then we thought, let's just do the backyard wedding. You know, you've heard me talk about that on the Cruel Show and on this show. Let's just go in the backyard, and. But then things are starting to reopen back up, and all of a sudden, I don't know, we got our third wind. We got a third wind on planning this wedding.
Santa Ana's, baby.
Yeah.
It's fall.
Every year they come back. Yeah. Santa Ana's, we got the third wind. Come see the ponies run.
Oh, yeah. Como va.
Yeah. And we thought, okay, let's try this again. Let's do a real wedding. We're pent up. We want a rager. Let's get everyone happy and enjoying life again, and we want to be a part of that and that vibe, and we want to have that for our wedding. We waited this long.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, you've been waiting this long. Just do the wedding you want. Get the wedding you want. And so we scrapped the backyard wedding, and we got we're doing a real wedding. We're going to Palm Springs, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah. Desert Hot Springs, actually.
Nice.
You know.
I wasn't going to correct you.
It's okay, Gary. You know, I mean, I'll even say we're getting married at this really beautiful venue called the Lautner Compound.
It looks really sick.
Yeah.
It's got like four built-in rooms.
Yeah. Four built-in rooms. It's just the design. It's really mid-century modern, which is totally Jen's style. She walked in there the other day to check the place out and make sure this is where we want to get married.
I got a bong that's mid-century modern.
Nice.
It's my style, too.
Yeah, see, so you would love this place.
I love it. I love it already.
Yeah. So
be sure to bring your bong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I could take pictures with it.
Yeah, it'll match if it's mid-century modern.
Now, if Dawson brings the bong, is that the plus one that gets the plate of food?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, he's going to eat both. I'll eat for two, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she went there the other day, and she just walked in. Jen just started crying.
Like, just with happiness?
Yeah. It just kind of hit her. So that's a good sign, right?
Yeah. Great.
All of a sudden, the signs are coming back, Chris.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're really excited. And now we get to go to this beautiful venue and bring all you guys. And
it's feeling real now.
By all you guys, I meant the guys in this room, not all the listeners.
Everyone's like, oh, shit, I got to mark my calendar.
But yeah, so we're stoked. Exciting, so that's been the last couple of days, is just planning this wedding.
Now, I remember a while ago you guys went to like a tasting. That was all for the old venue.
For the old venue. We're doing
it
again.
You guys get double tastings?
Nice. We're doing double tastings. I know. So we – and you're going to like this.
You're complaining, Chris? This is what people live for.
The tastings are what I live for sure.
Are they in – Desert Palm, Hot Springers.
Springers.
Wherever
we are. The area. They cover different parts of the area. But what's cool about this place is they're coming to my house to do it. We don't have to go to them. I know. Isn't that crazy?
Out.
Nice. They're doing the tasting. They're like, are you available this day? And they're going to come over to my house and we'll do it there.
My tasting was in Laguna Beach on like a Friday night at 5 o'clock. And it took me like 2.5 hours to drive there from work.
And that freeway is
a clock.
You have to get to that venue.
On Friday night?
Is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst. God, that's awesome. They're coming to you.
Yeah, so let me tell you about this, Gary. Not only are they coming to me, but they email me and they go, hey, what day are you available?
Oh.
What's going to you?
Now, wait a second. Does that mean they're using your kitchen to...
Probably.
Okay.
But I have a nice kitchen. I like my kitchen.
I'm sure you can
use my kitchen. And if I find out that I can cook those kinds of foods in my kitchen, even better.
Now, here's another question. If you were to go to a tasting, a true tasting, they would have 15 different things for you to try, not your here's the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you is, if it's at your house, is it going to be like a true tasting, or did you guys choose in advance what you want to have prepared for you? Because I'm picturing they can't prepare as much.
This is what I didn't really like about it, is they give you a menu and they have like probably 20 appetizers, 20 or like 15 entrees, 20 past treats.
Mm-hmm.
And
past treats.
And then they say pick five.
Of each.
Or, well, not the entrees. I think they said like pick two or three. And
two
so
or
you,
three din-dins.
Yeah, two or three din-dins. But like for the actual wedding, we get to pick five of our – so we have to like get it right the first time, which is kind of scaring me a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this menu and I'm thinking, okay, like I know what this tastes like. Like, for instance, for the sides, like, do you want a side of asparagus or do you want to try the creamed corn or whatever? And I go, let me try the creamed spinach, creamed corn, because I know what asparagus tastes like.
You don't want to eat asparagus on your wedding night.
Why not, Dawson?
It won't work out.
Why?
You'll pee and it'll stink.
You got to think about that, dude.
We got there a lot faster than I thought we would.
You don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, now, is this included? Is this part of, like, the venue fee, or is this something you're paying for?
It's something I'm paying for, yeah.
Have you asked if you can pay extra to have more options? Because I did ask that, and I tried a few more of the past treats, because that particular, you know, when there's 20 things there, I'd say at least 15 of them are going to look pretty good. There's only a few where you're like, no one would like that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to try a wider assortment of past treats.
I think they may have offered that, but we're kind of right at budget, so we're. Yeah,
but
we'll
I think we
it.
Could spend the extra bucks when it comes to the past treats.
Yeah, I do love past treats. Maybe I'll.
I'm not being selfish at all. By the way, this has nothing to do with the fact that I'll be attending.
Yeah, I'll pitch it to Jen. We'll see. Gary says that we should spend more on past treats. Yeah. But anyway, so we're excited. So there you go. There's a wedding update for
everybody. We're all excited.
We're doing the full wedding, the Launder compound. I mean, I think it's the most beautiful place you get married in Palm Springs.
I mean, I got to be honest. I looked at the website, and it's really, really sick.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome. So I am super stoked. Anyway, that is my wedding update. Now let's get to – I guess we had a barbecue recently.
Yeah.
Cool Drinks Barbecue. Dawson killed it.
It's a good time.
It was a really good time.
You guys both killed it both nights. I got to be honest. As much as I love seeing Loxy, you were doing a few songs before the bar crawl that I felt you were doing to try to make me laugh, and I was loving every second.
Yeah. So our weekend went as such. On Friday night, we did the Corolla Drinks bar crawl, which is kind of like the pre-party to the Corolla Drinks family barbecue, which was on Saturday. And so Dawson and I played both nights. We did acoustic sets on Friday night. Dawson played first, and then and I played just a bunch of covers. And I played The Hitchhiker, which is the song I wrote for Road Hard.
That was a good delivery. And that movie was Road Hard.
The way I set it up is I say, my friend wrote a movie and I got to see it, and so I wrote a song for when they were taking music submissions, and they didn't pick it, but I thought I had the advantage because I actually saw the movie and blah, 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 and everyone goes, oh, you didn't pick it. And then I end it with, that movie's called Road Hard. Made by Adam Carolla.
That was good.
So I played that song, but then played a bunch of covers, played Mo Money, Mo Problems, Lady Gaga, Everlong, the bangers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the next day, Dawson and I opened for The Offspring. How cool is that to say, Doss?
You know, it's funny. I mean, we only got the gigs because of where we work.
I am exactly on your page.
But that doesn't matter to anyone else. We opened for The Offspring.
Right.
You put that on your bio.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Jen, she's not going
to. Nope.
She's not going to like this. Well,
Chris, what was your favorite part of the bar crawl?
No, it's not that big a deal. So she's talking to her sister-in-law on the phone, and she's like, Chris has a show on Saturday. And it's like, what's going on? She's like, he's kind of opening for The Offspring. He's opening for The Offspring? Yeah, well, kind of. And then I joke, they're kind of? What do you mean kind of? We are opening for The Offspring. Yeah. But Jen's kind of on my page too, where it's super cool to say. Does it feel earned? No.
No, it wasn't earned. Well, no. Actually, okay, but that's being a little harsh. We wouldn't be on that stage if we didn't perform great music.
Right.
If we sucked, we wouldn't be playing. So
they didn't ask me
it.
To perform.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't go, Mac, and you bring your tambourine and the karaoke
and tell
track.
Emmy to join in with the triangle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, sure. But it still just didn't feel like...
I offered to be honest.
I know. Next time, you can open. It didn't feel super earned. So I didn't... Like, for some reason, it didn't really hit me. Yeah. It still hasn't really hit me as hard as I want it, as it sounds like when you say it out loud. So, I mean, it was exciting to do anyways. I'll tell you something kind of cool that happened, though. So I walk into the through the green room, because that's where the entrance was for the barbecue and the bands and stuff. And I see The Offspring in there. They're just hanging out with their kids and Adam's in there and stuff. And I walk by, and Noodles, the guitarist, we like kind of like lock eyes as we go. And I just like, hey, what's up? And he looks at me and goes, Loxy, right?
What?
And
wow.
Yeah. And now on
that's
the outside.
That's a mind-blowing moment.
On the outside, it's like, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
On the inside, I'm like, how the hell do you know who that is? What that is? What are you talking about?
Nice. Now, the listener doesn't know, but on the wall behind you was a framed picture that says Employee of the Month, Chris Locks.
And then weirdly, an arrow pointing to where I was standing that exact time.
So crazy, though.
Yeah. So I just like, Jen's there, too. She's just
so you have a witness to this?
Do I have a witness?
I mean, it wasn't one of your made-up friends?
I mean, not Jake or Jason. No, they weren't there.
Chris, I got to be honest. If you wanted it bad enough, you could go access video of that moment. I would probably do that.
Man,
you should go
that.
Do that.
That's an
a
NFT,
cool
man.
Video. That's a cool video to have.
An NFT. Yeah, who wants to buy that?
It could be an NFT.
Jen buys it.
play it cool. And what's funny is, Dave Jusko?
Yeah.
Who,
was he there?
No, he hit me up that day and said to tell everyone. Sends his love. So,
well, a couple of years ago, I went over to his house for a barbecue, and he brings me into his bedroom, and he pulls out from...
He pulls out what?
Let me finish
in the
story, guys. I sure
out.
Like to jump on things.
Jeez.
So anyway,
he said bedroom, and then he said pull out.
Guys.
Oh, he said, please pull out.
Let's be mature
when they got
here.
The bedroom.
Let's be mature here.
Yeah.
He brings me in his bedroom, and he pulls out his wiener. he reaches under his bed, and he pulls out a guitar, like in a box, because he paid for it at an auction, and it was signed by The Offspring. And but Noodles, the guitarist, Dawson, he signed on the pick guard over the cellophane.
Oh.
So Dave like he was just yeah, he was really bummed that he paid for this guitar and Noodle signed over the cellophane. Like, you know that feeling when you get Gary when you get to rip the cellophane off like your tech.
Oh yeah,
such a you good know, feeling.
It's a I great did. Feeling.
It's
and by the way, anyone who keeps that on there, you're monsters. Yeah, I can't stand to look at your stuff if you have that still on.
That's like having plastic on your couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, that would be. I have friends who like would do that on their iPods, just on the screen. Just still even has that little tab that's meant like, please pull me off.
Oh, Chris and I have such a love for this that when I got my car with the giant screen in it, I waited like 3 days to come in and let Chris watch me pull that thing off.
I like to watch. So, I like to watch.
Yeah.
And anyway, so Noodle signed over that cellophane over the pick guard. So
that's such a bummer.
Yeah, Dave was so bummed.
Such a bummer.
So. In all honesty, we didn't know if the full band of Offspring was going to be there. Like I thought it was just going to be Dexter playing acoustic for the most part, and that's kind of what the plan was.
I thought that until Wednesday of last week.
Well, that's what we all thought until our sound guy gets the rider for the full band, and I think, oh my god! So I hit up Dave and I go, I think the full band's now coming to do this show, and to which he gives me his guitar. And that's why I walked in with a guitar and I had Noodles sign it. I had to peel off the cellophane and Noodles signed it.
So told him the whole story, nice. I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he just kind of figured what I said. Hey, you signed over the cellophane. Let's get
so
you.
So he signed the pick guard.
Yeah. So he actually signed the actual pick guard. So nice. Dave got his full guitar. So anyway, Jen and I leave the green room. We close the door behind us. And I do that happy dance.
So wait.
Like, that might be on the cameras too.
Yeah. I'd like to see video of that too. So wait. Noodles recognized you, which is like the most mind-blowing, coolest moment in the world. And then you immediately asked for an autograph.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because I was on a mission. Him, and I'm already talking to the guy.
It was a righteous mission, and it was the nicest thing you could do for Dave Justice.
But yeah, it did seem like because when guys come here, like famous people come here, I don't ask for pictures.
No.
Because it is a weird vibe. Like, it's like, oh, I'm just here to do the shows. I'm
except
here to
if it's Emilio Estevez.
That was just going to
in which case, fuck all the rules, get into a flying V immediately.
Who's the one who fucked up the V?
Kalen.
Kalen. Yeah, he had never seen the movie.
Well, we made it weird. We made it weird then, and I think I may have made it weird with Noodles, having him just like, oh, yeah, what's up, man? Hey, by the way, sign this guitar.
Bro,
there is no chance.
There is no chance that is as weird as, hi, can we all have a picture with you, just the four of us? Yeah, sure. And then we get into a V formation. That's definitely weirder.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I'm super stoked that Noodles opened. I mean, not Noodles. That we got open with the Offspring, and Noodles was just like, hey. I didn't even ask him, do you know me by my nickname? Or do you know that's the band I'm in? What's going on? He's just like, hey, Loxy, right?
That's all you need, man.
Yeah, that's all I need. So that's actually my icebreaker now. It's not that I opened for the Offspring, but Noodles recognized me upon passing.
That's pretty good. Nice. You're pretty famous now.
Yeah, I think so.
Well done.
Yeah, so, and yeah, Jen was there too. So it was a lot of me walking back like, oh, kind of opening for the Offspring, huh? Like kind of just rubbing that in her face, but whatever. It still doesn't feel earned, but I'm just happy it happened.
Nice.
And I think Dawson kind of gets that too. But fun barbecue, really great meeting. A lot of water cooler fans that came.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
I got a lot of, hey, when there's a new water cooler out, that is the first podcast I listen to over, I don't know, the Corolla Show or, you know, other podcasts.
Yeah.
I got
some barks.
Oh, we got some barks. Yeah, for sure.
Some barks. One guy accosted me to make sure that he told me that you were the funniest person on water cooler. And he seemed a little caught off guard when I agreed with him immediately. I think he was kind of like did like one of these things like, oh, all right. So
good. I think he was expecting you to get a little roasted there.
Well,
I think he wanted me to be deflated by that.
Yeah.
But you are.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up because he wrote in the comments. So why don't we just get into some comments? You guys down?
Yeah.
Here we go. It's time for listener comments. All right. And once again, these are all listener comments.
Comments. Perfect.
Yeah, Clamill. That was on our Facebook group.
Why did you
group.
Do that?
So if anybody wants to submit a comment, all you have to do is join our Facebook group. It's my favorite place on the internet. You just go to facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. You answer a few questions, we might let you in.
Yep.
And by the way, Gary, a lot of people say you've been getting pretty lenient with the admission here.
Really?
Yeah. You got one bot into there.
I saw a bot, man. All the comments are like, how did this person get in?
You're not going to believe this. They got every question right.
By the way, I looked at that. I don't think they were in our group. I don't. I don't think they were a member, because when I clicked on the profile, it'll usually say if it's a member of our group, and it didn't. And they were just sharing weird posts in there. I don't know. It's done now.
Oh, it's done? What did you do?
The second Matt showed it to me, I completely banned them. And
I was really enjoying the comments that people were leaving under.
They were great, but I felt like we should, you know, preserve the,
yeah,
the quality of the page.
I agree.
I don't want to set a standard like that.
All right. Well, let's get into some comments here. So let's bring up that fan that we were just talking about recently. Sergio Moreno. He posted that he went to the Corolla barbecue for three reasons only. Mm. Number one, the offspring.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, to see the Bobo Boys. Number three, to let everyone know that Matt is the best part of Water Cooler.
Yep.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. We already knew it, buddy.
Yeah. Preaching to the choir
thanks,
here.
Serge.
But it was great meeting you. But when I was playing during the middle of my set, he was yelling Ignition. Play Ignition by R. Kelly.
Yeah.
That's a very smart thing to yell.
You should have.
I should have. No, it made me laugh during the show, though.
You were not going to get called out for, you know, safe spaces in that crowd. You could have done it.
I could have done it. Well, the thing is, we had pretty short sets, though. So we had 30-minute sets, and then those were even getting pushed.
And they got cut short, yeah.
Yeah, those were even getting pushed. So, yeah, that's just how the shows go. We kind of expected that to happen.
It's no problem.
Yeah, no problem. We still did it. And, so we only did originals. Usually I'll sneak in a cover. You know, we were going to play a cover, Dust. We're going to play Fire by Jimi Hendrix.
Mm.
That was the...
When we used to pass the same ID to drink underage in Berkeley when we were in high school, the band that we always went to go see at Laval's Pizzeria, they played Fire.
Yeah.
But the whole crowd would yell, "Let me stand in your vagina."
Wow.
Yeah.
The claw.
Well, now I won't. That's all I'm going to think about when I sing it.
All a bunch of 17-year-old kids.
That's so good.
You've tainted that song.
Misheard lyrics are the best.
Yeah. You've tainted that song for me, Doss. Yeah. That's all I'm going to think about.
Let me stand in your vagina.
There's like a TikTok video of this girl who's taking a selfie video of herself while her...
Wait. A selfie video of herself.
I guess, yeah. I guess that's redundant. A selfie video. And...
Of who?
See, Matt, this is why
right.
I do
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. It was
this is
suddenly
why.
Very on, confusing.
And it's just her face while her... And it says, like, my boyfriend's band is practicing. And they're playing Weezer's Say It Ain't So.
Uh-huh.
But every line, they're just singing Wrestle With Jimmy. So it's like, Wrestle With Jimmy. Wrestle With Jimmy. Dun, 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 dun. Wrestle With Jimmy. It was so funny. And now whenever I hear that song, I just think of every lyric. Or Eminem's 8 Mile, Mom's Spaghetti for every line. Yep. Yeah, so it's just stuff like that. It makes me laugh. All right, let's see. The next comment here. Well, anyway, thanks for coming, Sergio, by the way.
Thanks.
Nice meeting you. Nice meeting you guys. You guys are real cool.
Yeah, there was a couple guys there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two, three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Nicholas Lay, he just posted a picture of me playing guitar and said, Chris is effing killing it right now. And the reason I bring this up, not to say, to just say, hey, this guy complimented me.
Sly dog.
This is really becoming a very...
self-congratulatory
section
of the show.
Especially, mm-hmm. The noodles thing. And now this guy posting a dope picture of me looking awesome and just saying, like, that, you know, how awesome I am.
That's
all right.
I brought Chris back to Earth after his set. I grabbed the mic and said, man, how does it feel to be the second best band on this stage today so far?
That was really funny.
Yeah, Dawson will make sure that none of our egos ever get too big.
Speaking of that, Doss, I got to talk to you about what happened after the Offspring played.
Okay.
So the Offspring plays, they play a killer acoustic set. And they get off the stage. And Mike Dawson is, you know, you've heard Gina talk about it. He was the hype man. He gets back on the mic. He gets on stage like, give it up one more time for the Offspring. And then Dawson goes, I bet if we cheer loud enough, we can get these guys back on.
I looked over at Lynette and she's going, one more.
Yeah.
One more. I want one more song. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I'll try.
So now Dawson's getting the crowd riled up for an encore. And everyone's going nuts because the Offspring just murdered. They just murdered the stage. And now Dawson's like, you guys want one more? I bet we can get it back on. Little does Dawson know, I'm watching the Offspring go back into the green room and they're packing up and they're going to leave now.
Yeah.
And so now people are tapping on the shoulder like, can you please get the Offspring to come back here? And I'm like, okay. And I'm looking at Doss, and now I'm just looking at Doss like, why is he doing this? Why is he telling people they're going to come back? And now I'm thinking, do I have to go? And I go back in there, and they're not going to do one more. They're right. done. I thought maybe they'll play Pretty Fly for White Guy. Yeah.
That was that.
And so Dawson goes, when Dawson gets the word, he goes, all right, everybody, people are still going nuts. He goes, I got good news and I got bad news.
What was the good news?
You just had the greatest day of your life. Enjoy it. The bad news is the offspring's done.
Dawson had to do that. He had to be the messenger. What was going through your mind then?
Well, you know, if you have to do that at, like, I used to run the stage at Winter X Games.
Yeah.
And if you give them bad news, you're going to get fucking pelted with snowballs. You're going to get a bunch of asshole 14-year-old kids screaming at you, throwing shit. Yeah. They fucking hate you. This was a home crowd. Yeah. These people were easy. They understood. Okay. They know they've just been gifted this wonderful thing. They had a great show.
Yeah. Everyone's still
And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to argue with me? Yeah. I don't have any. Everyone knows I don't have any control over the fucking situation.
Dawson grabs an acoustic guitar. Well, anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, Dawson, you handled it like a champ, and I would have hated to be in that position. I probably would have folded.
Oh, it was fine.
Fetal position right there.
I wish I delivered. I tried to deliver.
Dude, you were getting them pumped.
Yeah.
Listen, people were still hanging out after the show was over. The booze was still flowing. It was a great time, you know?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Anyone get particularly rowdy? I had to dip out a little early with Gary Jr.
No, I think everybody was pretty much under control.
Nice. Yeah. Well, anyway, this guy who posted a picture of me, Nicholas Lay, the reason I want to bring him up is dude was ripped. He was just like, I didn't know he had such a buff Bobo boy, but dude was
Did he whip it out
heat,
for you?
In his arms.
Under the bed?
You have an offspring guitar to show you? Yeah.
Did he peel the protective layer?
Wow, this story had a lot of hidden layers. I'd say so.
I had no idea.
Thanks for coming, Nick.
Yeah, Nick had like this. I think it's a tricep, the back one on your arm.
All jokes aside, at a certain point, it does become a little.
It looked like it wanted to burst out of his skin. Dude is.
We have a lot of super ripped fans.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, anyway, buff Bobo boys.
Yeah, I think we attract a certain
buff Bobo boys. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for coming, Nicholas.
Well, obviously, nice they're inspired by the four of us and our state of fitness. Mm. We're all fucking ripped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Quantum Macross, she was there.
That Pixel Fun, that.
Oh, I missed it. Say it again.
World.
It was a long time ago. It was me on a dog beach. You can see my
Oh,
floor.
That's right.
I remember that one. It's pretty choice.
That was a good one.
Quantum Macross was there.
Yeah,
she's great. Very nice. She goes. Yep. She's a hardcore in all aspects of our podcast that we do here. And she wrote, Trapped on a Tarmac in Burbank. And I've never wished for an airplane burrito more.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah, she said, see y'all at the barbecue.
You got to pack those in your bag. I'm going to Chicago on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing a party bus thing, whiskey tasting on Sunday in DeKalb, Illinois.
Wow. Just traveling now.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Traveling, man.
So we're going to play a couple shows.
Are you going to play on the bus?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to play on the bus.
Okay.
I'll play at the first place. We've got a 3-hour set to fill. And then.
3-hour set and solo?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it a lot
of
Anyway.
Just do a lot of
two seats left on the party bus.
Cover a bunch of Loxy songs.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. Katie Lesniewski is going to be there, dude.
Hey, a bunch of other
Bobos.
I'm loving all the support from everybody. This is awesome.
So, yeah, I'm totally looking forward to it. But yeah, two seats left on the bus. But anyway, I'm not going to bring burritos with me to Chicago. You know why?
Why? Beef dip?
Second I get off that plane, I'm eating an Italian beef.
Oh, yeah. Mm. He's in Italian beef country. Come on. That's Dawson's
favorite. That's all. I'm going to eat an Italian beef like probably 7 times while I'm there.
Dude.
That's living.
It's the greatest sandwich. And then I'm going to bring home airplane Italian beefs.
Airport Italian beefs.
Do you guys get...
Yeah, but on the airplane.
But if I'm saying I've seen mm-hmm. it before, yeah, you will procure it in the airport.
Yes. Yeah. Do you guys get self-conscious opening up aromatic foods on airplanes? I know you don't think I do.
Yes.
I know you don't think I do here.
But sure do. We're people.
Yeah. So, yeah, but Italian beef.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
It's aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's very wet.
But that's awesome. It's got to be done.
You know, the trick is let it cool.
Let it cool. That helps. Let it congeal.
Yeah.
That'll help for sure.
You don't want to open the
smell,
hot
but
and
it's
fresh.
Not going to help with the flavor, though.
Yeah.
But correct. I've already eaten 7 of these.
At this point.
You know, so at this point, it's like a coldie will do me good.
That's good.
Do you want to borrow my gout medicine for this trip? You might need to, dude, if you're going to eat that much Italian beef. Let's see. Johnny James Shine. He writes, hey, anyone else have those, quote, why the hell did I say that? I sound like my parents moments. So on the bonus Patreon episode where we all zoomed in, Gary touched on the topic of complimenting Chris's home decor and said, when you get old, that's what you care about. And like it's like those progressive commercials that help you not become your parents. They're so spot on, made me think of this. I love those commercials. Those are probably my favorite commercials on air right now.
That's the best campaign going right now, I think. Yeah, they're brilliant. Yeah. And yeah, I'm old now. I don't know.
It's speaking right to me. I'm the same way.
The older
dude.
We get, the more we just become like our parents. You can't help it.
We can't?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we just and we automatically just hate other generations. I think they're
that's
all dumb.
True.
Yeah, it's scaring me how much I'm looking, and I'm literally thinking kids these days, and I just want to wave my fist at them.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's not from like observing them from afar.
Now, do you want to wave your fist or do you want to shake your fist?
Oh
I do this.
I just like, hey,
or, confusing message.
Or do you shake want to scream fist. At windmills?
I also like shouting at birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting weird how we're just falling right into that path.
Yeah,
I spend a lot of time thinking about my lawn.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. I just got some trees.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, I love the view out my window now. Fuck, dude, look at that tree.
Bro, I used to have three little palm trees in the front of my house. I ripped those fuckers out and put in some succulents, some like uplighting that's solar based. It comes on automatically.
Nice.
I'm watering.
Curb appeal for days, baby.
I have the sprinkler going in the backyard, and I'm just watching the lawn get watered, and my hands are just automatically just go on my hips.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen just cracks up behind me just thinking like, what is going on with you? And I don't even know.
Well, buckle
up, Jen.
But
that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
After the Corolla drinks party, there was an after party. But I'm so old that I ordered delivery for my house so that it could be timed for my arrival.
Oh, my God.
I'll do you one better, Matt. I ordered my Uber from the bus to make sure that it was waiting when we got back from the bar crawl and I could be out immediately.
So I drove a band full of gear back to my house.
But what a view from that window when you got home.
Yeah.
That's true. Nice
I forgot.
Tree.
Matt, I was laughing so much at you. Yeah, Norm was trying to keep Matt out, to which Matt, like, he's like, come on, come out with me. Come out to the bar. And Matt's like, no, I'm going to come. He's like, why? Why do you have to go? Come out with me. And then Matt goes, well, I ordered the Uber, and I ordered Uber Eats, and I timed it to get there when I get there.
That's so sad. Norm's just trying to, like, bro out with Matt. Matt has to make this embarrassing admission.
I was dying.
That's funny, though.
All right. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, thanks, Johnny. And Johnny says, I'm turning 30, so an old friend from college, and our conversations used to consist of beer, girls, and what we're getting for breakfast the next day. Now we're having conversations about homeowners insurance. Getting older is not fun, but I'm excited for my 30s and what that stage of life will bring. Johnny, I'm just going to say, I'm midway through my 30s. It's my favorite decade so far.
Really?
Yeah.
They just get better.
Oh, that's cool.
There's this big drop-off around 70.
I was going to say, I hope it was fun because the 20s were a lot more fun than the 30s for me.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, PK or PMF, 20s, when Matt was in his 20s. I don't know. I thought 30s.
20s it's a different kind of fun.
It's a different kind of fun, yeah, but I'm having a great time.
A lot of ping pong, beer pong, Vegas trips.
Well, that's
we had a great 20s, Matt. But I bet if you and I sat down and talked it out, I could convince you that your 30s were.
Yeah, yeah. I got married. Okay, whatever.
Matt,
severe drop off of the ping pong and beer pong. You can look at a chart and the amount of time I've been married and the amount of time I've played ping pong. They just keep going opposite directions.
I would do a Gary talks, but his wife doesn't listen.
You're going to have to live a double life, Matt. Just get back in.
I want
to
be presented with a graph.
We just got to get a ping pong table.
Ping pong time versus good time.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I want to see what that decline looks like.
Jen's dad, he works for like a food company. And he turns on the TV on Sunday morning and he sees a Little League World Series. And you notice one of the teams is coached by, he looks at the coach and he realizes that's his coworker. And he's like, why is my coworker coaching the Little League World Series? And then so he texts him, like, oh my, he texts all his friends, oh my God, look, James is coaching the Little League World Series, and everyone's freaking out about it. And they text James, "Oh my God, you won! Like, this is crazy!" Or he's like, "He's on to the next round. This is awesome." And he responds, "Please don't tell anyone. I took these days off work secretly," like kind of thing. Like, he didn't tell anybody. And maybe I shouldn't have said it. Well, I didn't use his real name.
Yeah, he didn't say the team. It's all good.
I was looking at you when you started this. I was like, why the fuck is he being so vague? And you just it seemed shifty when you started telling the story.
But yeah, so. Jen's dad's like, he was on primetime TV. How are we not going to see him? And it's just like that classic TV trope where guy's like, hey, I'm going to go out with my mistress here and go to this baseball game. And then get on the Jumbotron or something happens and they're on TV and they get caught or their boss finds them not working. Stuff like that. Like, it's just – but you're coaching the team.
Yeah.
So I have a very close family friend that back in the very early 90s was part of the Little League World Series. He was one of the Little League World Series all-stars. It was the year of the Northridge earthquake, and the Northridge team happened to be the Little League team, and that's where our family friends lived. And after that, they were given opportunities to be in movies and TV as the enemy baseball player team. Like, they needed extras who could kind of play baseball.
Wow.
And so I have a friend who got to audition for The Sandlot.
That was the movie I was thinking, what team has a bad baseball team, or what movie has
so
a bad baseball
got to
team?
Audition for The Sandlot, not in that movie, but there was a movie that Patrick Swayze is in. And I want to say it's called One Wish or something like that. We could have somebody look that up perhaps. But it's a baseball movie. And my friend and two of his teammates are in that movie.
That's awesome.
As the bad guy baseball players.
See the kind of opportunities that arise from Little League
World
Series.
What a journey.
But yeah, so he was leading a little bit of a double life there. And he's still there now. I mean, he might still be there now. I don't know.
Wow.
I didn't dox him. All right. Let's see here.
Three wishes.
Three wishes.
Man, there you go.
You really undersold that one. Jake Escaravage.
It actually would suck if a genie came out. So I give you one wish. Yeah. I thought it was supposed to be three. Yeah. Listen, not everything you see in a movie is real, bro. You get one fucking wish. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it better not have anything to do with baseball.
Yeah.
It's a hard movie to get financed.
It's a short.
Yeah. Jake Escaravage says, I need a debate settled. When I get fried chicken, I take off the skin, dip it in the gravy, and eat it before touching the meat. My buddy says I'm a monster and I'm ruining the experience, and skin and meat should be eaten together.
Yes.
What do you guys think? And this is a poll. In first place by a mile. Eat it together. Everyone wants to eat it together. Then some people, second place and tied is skin first be best, and then either way. No. And then lastly, skin for dessert.
Wow.
Such a weird way to put it. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm positive there's a South Park episode that is about Cartman eating all of the skin off, all the KFC skin off of all the chicken, and everyone gets mad at him for it. I think it should be enjoyed together. That's absolutely what it's designed to do, and therefore –
I think it should be enjoyed together for the most part, but I don't mind a little skin on its own.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, he brought a new variable into the equation here. He introduced gravy.
Right. That's true.
Now, he's dipping the skin into the gravy, which I think is spectacular, which also means he can dip the meat, the skinless meat, into the gravy, thus making it easier to eat the chicken without the skin. Now, if it was just fried chicken and he did that and he didn't have the gravy, monster.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. No, the gravy
But I'm okay with it because gravy is involved.
Because gravy is involved. Yeah. Just indulge. Yeah. If gravy's on the table, indulge.
All bets are off when gravy's on the, no rules.
I can accept that because the gravy is in play, but in general, I think they're best consumed together.
Well, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
No gravy, eat it together.
Yeah.
Well, a little more balance.
Even if I have gravy, I'm eating it together. Yeah. But I can accept that he wants to do it that way. I do think that it is after the skin, then you're just stuck with something disappointing, in my opinion.
See, variety is the spice of life.
Sure.
But unless there's gravy on the table.
Now, what if you have a variety of gravies?
A gravy-viety.
A gravy-viety. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
They don't all make sense, folks.
Yeah. Matt's crumpling up his post-it note right now. Disgust. Todd F.T. Brammer, He asked a question. What's a good app or site for seeing what's streaming on Just which Watch? Service?
All done. Thank you.
Yeah.
We've gone over this before.
Yeah. Right. No need to roll the dice, Todd.
No, I'm just kidding. That is a good one. I saw some ones suggested that I'd never heard of before in the comments.
I use Google. Is that Google. Am I a monster?
No, Google will do it, but I feel like...
My phone just woke up. How may I help you?
I feel like...
Because you guys said fucking Google.
I think...
Shut up, bitch.
Just Watch gives you...
Sorry.
Wow. Gives you a lot more information than Google.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Yeah, because it's a little more...
It's kind of all purpose. Centralized. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. A couple more. Joe Giacchero.
Giacchero.
He says, this is inspired by that History Channel show Alone. Which Boba Boy would win the survival challenge alone in the Alaskan wilderness for 100 days and why?
It's probably Chris because he'll eat anything.
That was actually a majority of the comments.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's Chris would win because he would...
The claw has blossomed into an unstoppable force...
Just based on the fact that, one, I could eat anything, and someone said I could sleep in an owl hole.
That, too. That, too. You could sleep on a branch pretty well.
Yeah, so I actually got 19% of the votes.
Mm. Now, here's what I want to know, because I was the last person. I was the lowest on this poll.
You and I were right there.
Matt, you were 3%.
Okay.
You would not survive.
Which one of us has watched the most survival-style television? Because
that would
help. Personally... am very aware of what one has to do if you're stranded in a forest, in an ice fortress, near a volcano,
really?
Thanks to Bear Grylls.
What is the first thing you do?
Well, first of all, you want to go to a high spot to try to see where there is water. And I don't know if I should tell you guys the rest of this at this point, because now I'm starting to think you guys are going to use this to your advantage.
Wasn't Bear Grylls exposed as like bullshit and going to like Four Seasons and stuff while he was supposed to be out there alone?
That doesn't mean his advice was not savvy.
It means that it's sullied.
Yeah, but Matt.
You're sullied. How dare you sully this fucking Sully of Bear Grylls?
Hey, man, Sully landed that plane, bro.
I don't like that you are withholding this knowledge just so you can be higher in this poll.
Yeah.
What if this happens to one of us?
Right,
we
okay.
need to know
you're
this.
Right, you're right. So here's the deal. People set up their homes near water.
Mm.
Okay? So the idea is that you want to try to find a river, a stream, somewhere that could lead to a larger body of water, because the closer you are to a body of water, the closer you're going to be to civilization.
Or this waterfall. Is not,
does that make sense?
Like
no,
that.
But this is not get found. This is survive.
Mm.
You're trying to get to the nearest fucking township so that they save you. That's not the fucking
I
hypothetical.
See.
The
show, you're right. You know what, Gary? You're correct. Bear's knowledge is not as useful if I'm not trying to be saved.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to ruin it. I'm not suggesting that you wouldn't survive. I know I would not, because if the thing is like you're not just trying to get saved, it's just be out there. I'd
live long enough.
I'd be pretty hurting.
Yeah, especially for warmth. As far as food goes, I mean, I'd probably eat something poisonous.
There you go.
Yeah, because I do eat everything, so that could be it. But anyway, Matt, you were 3%. Gary or Kalen was also 3%. So you both tied for last place. Gary, you're at 4%.
Ooh, I got votes. One extra vote.
And Dawson, you're at 68% that it would be you. And a lot of them were because Dawson has a weed on him, which I got to say,
doesn't
that's
make
not,
sense.
That doesn't make
that's
sense.
That's not how
people.
You survive.
Yeah. Just because he'll have the best time.
Well, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's an argument to be made for if he's super paranoid, maybe he would survive better because he'd be really on alert.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's also really high.
You don't get paranoid.
Oh,
from weed.
Most people do.
No.
Now, also, do we know...
I'd have
any...
a lot of lighters.
That's good. That'll
there
help
you
with
go.
Yeah.
That's
fire.
Something.
So that's something.
That does help.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt. What's up?
In this hypothetical, is it determined if the forest is like a regular forest? Is it a forest?
Is it rainforest?
No, Matt. It's like the forest from Hogwarts.
Well,
wow, even Dawson's laughing at that.
The Alaskan forest. The Alaskan wilderness.
Alaskan wilderness.
Which actually, Dawson and I have
in the
experience
summer?
In.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of bears, motherfucker. We're all getting eaten. There's no,
too.
There's no, we're all dead.
We're all dead?
In the Alaskan wilderness, we are 100% dead.
Yes.
There is no survival.
100 days, yeah.
100 days, no fucking way.
100 days?
It says, yeah, who
would
win?
We're all dead before the weekend.
No. Yeah, we get eaten by bears, and that's the end of the story.
And as I'm dying, I'll go, why didn't they let me try to get saved?
Right.
Yeah.
Where was Bear Grylls' 4-star hotel?
The hotel's right there. Please let me in. All right. Lastly, Bill Richardson writes, Bill Richardson writes, I'm not a trucker, but a trucker rig is a tractor. Matt just needs to think of old trucks pulling shit. I'm not into it, but I know what it is. And this was because we were talking about tractor pulling.
Was it on our Patreon show?
No, it was on the regular
show. I wonder if Will Richardson ever goes by Bill Dickerson.
One of the fans wrote in last week and said that was their hobby, and we all spoke super ignorantly about it.
Except for me.
Yeah, Dawson somehow knew what it was. Anyway, those are our comments.
Somehow. I somehow knew what it was just by observing the world over.
I wish we could hear the outro.
My life.
Yeah. Well, if anybody wants to hear the outro, they can hear it. Just go to patreon.com/watercooler and you get an extra episode of
the Claw.
All right. Hey, Gary. Quick impromptu tech talk. There's something that my phone's been doing that I don't really like.
Mm-hmm. Dick pics from the guy who has an offspring guitar?
No.
How do I make it stop dick picking?
it's telling me how much screen time I've had on.
Oh, you gotta turn that shit off, Playboy.
I don't like it.
I have never set that up because I knew it would really bum me out.
It bums me out, but here's the thing. I look at it and I go, there is no way in hell I look at my screen for this long.
Wanna bet?
Here's the thing. I have Waze on when I drive, and it totally counts Waze. It has to.
It does.
Yeah, there's no way, because I drive for like 2 hours a day.
There you go.
Chris, even if you stopped using Waze, you'd be grossed out by the answer.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like
it. It's just a problem, I try to be good about it, but I'm not.
What would it take for me to see your screen time, Gary?
Not much, because it is what it is. Fucking I am who I am. I don't know what to say. Not good.
Can we all report back on what our numbers are, and let's see who has the most screen time and like what it is?
I don't know how to do it, but you can show me.
I literally had to explain to Dawson what push notifications are about an hour ago.
He literally had to explain it to me because I literally asked him, hey, what the fuck is a push notification?
Dawson, you have a watch phone.
I'm returning it. It's still sitting in the box. I don't want the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Matt, as much as I love a Matchbox 20 reference.
Thank you.
What?
It's 3 a.m. and I must be lonely.
I felt bad that it got talked over.
Yeah, it's a push notification.
Yeah.
Every time you get a push notification, it should be the sound push. Push you around.
And I will. And I will.
You gotta turn the stupid fucking app off.
Right.
That song's awesome.
The next thing you know, your doorbell rings, you open it up, it's Rob Thomas. Hey!
Chris, maybe it's just me. He just fucking pushes you. Awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That is one of my favorite albums.
It's great.
Ever.
Yeah. All right. You want to do some shade, Matt?
Sure.
TFO? All right.
Go, no!
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price? What might be the venue? So let's find out. It's time for Gary to say, hey, Matt.
What's on the menu? Well, it's a great opportunity to bring this whole show full circle because we started talking about the Corolla Drinks Family Barbecue.
Yes.
And my Shay is all about the bar crawl and the barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, I figured it would be because Matt shared some food with me at the bar crawl, but go ahead.
Yeah, so it was a two-day event for people who were coming in from out of town or VIP people. I don't even know who got to go on the bar crawl.
It had something to do with subscribing to the Corolla Drinks. You know, there were so many different things, but it has something to do with being a Corolla Drinks super fan.
Well, I will say overall, I think I speak for all of us when I say we're all disappointed that there's not a cruise this year. But this two-day event sort of – it tickled that for me, I feel
right,
like.
Right, yeah, kind of great synthesized opportunity to, that feeling, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so and like I know we've said this before, but we cannot thank everybody enough for coming out and just talking to us and hanging with us and the support, especially for Water Cooler. It's nuts. It's nuts.
And it was also really cool that the two stops on the bar crawl were places that like I go to regularly. So it really felt like this is my town, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think you guys all kind of felt that too.
Yeah.
Real Queens Boulevard moment.
Yeah.
I am the Corolla Drinks bar crawl.
Now, I'm not sure which bus you guys were in, but I was sitting next to Ray, who was screaming at the top of his lungs, pointing out different, Corolla-esque tourist observations along the way.
Yeah, he's great.
I was not on that bus. I was sitting next to a calm couple in their late 50s who were really, really nice.
Well, between stops, there was a pizza being handed out from Amici's Pizza, which I had not had Amici's since I was a small child, but back in Oak Park, Amici's Pizza was the shit for delivery.
Same.
So when I took a bite of it, it was familiar, and yet I didn't know what it was. But I asked Dylan, and he told me it was Amici's.
Yeah.
I told him it was important.
Yeah.
It's very nostalgic tasting, and it's pizza. I'm fine with it. Gary and I got the first slices.
Yeah, we got to eat it when it was still hot. It was really good.
Yeah.
We were all sitting here about 2 hours before the bar crawl was slated to start, and some gentleman was shouting pizza through the gate, and I had no idea what he was saying, but he didn't have a lot more English than that, so he just kept shouting pizza until finally I opened the gates, and he handed me about 25 pizzas.
Yeah, yeah. And Gary and I, we both realized, like, we were just sitting there, we're like, did you eat? No. Did you eat? No. We're about to go on a bar crawl. We should probably eat.
We need to eat.
Yeah.
Now, my wife was there as well, and I also told her, I'm like, you make sure that you eat as well here, because there's a lot of drinking that goes on, especially with Patrick in charge.
We've all learned the hard way.
Yeah. Making the crazy cooler juice. I don't even know what they call that stuff.
They call that man grenade, but it's pretty much a pink panty dropper.
Yeah. So the first stop. The
Donkey Punch.
Donkey Punch, is that what it is?
Yeah, Donkey Punch. Wow.
The first stop was a pub in Studio City called the Fox and Hounds.
Yes.
Now, Gary and I are intimately aware of this place because it's one of the few bars that will play international soccer games. And we have a couple friends who are obsessed with a particular football team.
Club.
Liverpool.
Correct.
And, club, sorry. All right.
I'm just saying.
Hey, give me a break.
When he's right, he's right.
I watched Ted Lasso.
So we've actually been in this bar multiple times at no joke, like 5 a.m. and they're serving Irish whiskeys and stuff, Irish coffees.
Yes. What's wrong with me? What Matt has just revealed that this is also one of the only bars in Los Angeles that's willing to break the alcohol laws because they're not supposed to start serving before 6 a.m. But you can get in there at 4, and if there's a game on, they're pouring Guinness.
What's it like going to a bar at 6 a.m.?
It's disorienting.
Yeah, it's great. You both have very different answers there. Yeah, because I've always wanted to try it, but it's just, I like to sleep.
I've done both ways.
It's a young man's game.
Definitely.
Yeah, I've checked into back in Santa Barbara. If you partied all night and you can make first call at the Sportsman, that's where the career drinkers go and punch in.
Right.
But yeah, if you're at the Sportsman at fucking 5 a.m.
That's good.
And then that we would go to the press room to watch English soccer.
Sure.
And then you get up that early and have to go drink. So I've seen it from both sides. And I got to say, it's pretty awesome both ways.
Yeah, sounds awesome. What is the 6 a.m. cocktail? I don't imagine Matt is going up there ordering Empress.
Irish coffee.
Irish coffee.
Just coffee with whiskey in it. Yeah. And if you get it at certain places, they'll do a whole thing with different Bailey's. Creams and Bailey's and blah, blah. But even just straight up coffee whiskey, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I think so too.
So two gigantic buses filled with people all descend on this bar at the same time. But we have what looks to be like an entire outdoor tented area, kind of really seemed like just for us. I know it wasn't. But
only because of the people that were sitting there when we arrived scurried away.
Everyone's having a mellow night. Just they're probably like a few, there are a few couples in the patio area. And then two buses just roll up. Like, we're here now.
Yeah.
And yeah, so they proceed to go leave.
And I don't know about you guys, but I've been on the other side of that where like you're at a restaurant about to order your food and then all of a sudden you see like a tour bus of people load up into like, the PF Chang's or whatever. It's like, we better get our order in right now.
The Leisure World bus would pull up in front of the Macaroni Grill I worked at for every lunch shift. And whenever that bus pulled up, it's like, here we go. And yeah, all the people just came out and we got double sat a lot.
Now, here's what I'm going to remember the Fox and Hounds for this specific night of the bar crawl. Dylan rolls up drinking a Fernet and Coke. You guys ever had this before?
Yeah, of course. Yes. Fernet.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fernet. I think we've had it on this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But it is a very Dylan drink, too. So Fernet is kind of – it's like the bar – I think they call it the bartender's handshake, where – if you order Fernet from a bartender,
he pulls out a guitar from the offspring. Bartender's handshake.
It does sound like a sexual move.
It really does.
If you order from a Fernet from bartender, it's kind of like a nod, like, "Hey, I'm cool, and you're cool. I think you're cool. We're cool here."
I took a sip of it. I was not happy.
It's a digestif too, so it's very similar to a Jaeger.
That's kinda what I was thinking. It was like, I don't want a Jaeger and Coke.
It's a classic. It's very similar to a Jaeger. It's like a classy Jaeger, but it's good. Sure. I like it.
You like it?
I drink it neat or chilled though.
but it's good.
Well, it had ice in it. I mean, because it was Coke.
Do it after you eat. It's great. Mm-hmm. And they have these coins. So sometimes if you order from bartender, they'll give you a coin. So next time you go to a different bar, any bar that you give them that coin, it's very John Wick too.
Yeah.
You give them that coin. And they give you
they'll give you a shitty drink too.
They give you more Fernet. Yeah,
cool. It's a crappy drink society.
Yeah, that's the one.
No captain.
There's an underground John Wick style culture around a douchey kind of alcohol that you drink.
Apparently,
it's not that douchey. I like it.
See, now ordering the Empress doesn't sound so bad, does it, Gary? Okay.
No, they both sound horrible. If you bring me a vodka soda and I'll throw down a fucking nickel,
I'm gonna bring some Fernet next time we pod.
I think you brought the last time.
Yeah, we've tried it on this show.
I think we have. Yeah. You're right. I think we have. Well, this was like really strong with
Fernet.
Good.
I don't want to bring it.
It was a splash of Coke. So this was a short bar crawl. There was only a couple stops. The second stop was Golden Road, which is now a nationwide beer chain.
Bought out by Budweiser, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But back in the day, and still to this day, they have the brewery on the side of some train tracks right next to the freeway. And the outdoor space has a bunch of activities, basically.
Yeah, you get your Jumbo Connect 4 and sometimes
a TV that's completely broken that you can't see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Over the years, they
security guard that keeps on telling you to put out your cigarette.
It wasn't put it out.
A lot
it was
of amenities.
Move 12 feet in that direction. I was just looking at this guy like, all right, man, whatever.
No, dude. He tells me, he says, hey, man, you can't smoke in here. And I'm like, oh, okay, dude. And I'm fucking with the guy. And I take two steps to outside and hold up my cigarette and I go, but here's cool. And he goes, yeah, but you can't drink out there.
I'm like, oh! That's amazing.
You son of a bitch.
That's fucking great.
That's pretty rewarding.
Now, over the years, this menu has shifted a lot. It used to be just beers, but now they have a pretty large menu. And again, arriving with two bus full of people, I looked at my wife and I was like, we are beelining it for the bar right now. We're going to be the first people to order. I don't care. I'm cutting in front of everybody. And we're getting some apps as well.
You did that move where you sit up on the plane first and just and rush to the front before everybody could get up?
Well, here's the thing. Probably the same security guard who stopped Dawson, a very like nice fan, like asked the guard, like, where are we supposed to go? What's the kind of situation here? And so there was just a continued informational exchange that I did not need. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, just keep moving.
Yeah.
So I got, knowing that some other people were going to want to eat as well, got a giant soft pretzel.
Yes.
I saw that.
And also got some fried pickle chips.
Yes.
I saw that too. I think I'm – did I eat one?
Now, when you,
you
say
– did.
When you say
did
you
I like
that,
it?
Did you pay
I think
for
I
that?
Did like it.
I paid for it with my Corolla Drinks credit card.
Then I will not be Venmoing you money, but no, I ate about half of that food.
And I ate the second half.
Yeah.
All right. Well – Dan, one of our fans who was at the crawl and everything, he suddenly was like, is there going to be a live Shay here? Because he had both me and my wife walking out. And I was like, gather around. Let's do this.
You did not
I
do
did.
It. You did I not.
I'm so douchey.
Oh.
That's good.
Oh,
I like it.
Oh, Matt.
That's called, that's called
was
added.
Before the food came or something?
We no, call no, that exactly. added value.
No, we ordered
in
it at the bar and then I brought the food out.
I'm surprised you didn't like the present now.
Oh, yeah, that's very right. good. Yep. I like that.
Now, the pretzel had both dipping sauces, the mustard and the beer cheese. I think everyone who ate it, which beer is many cheese. Of us, would agree the beer cheese was the way to
beer
go.
Cheese is
well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, look no further than the empty beer cheese and the half thing of fucking mustard
yeah,
at the end.
Exactly. Now, the fried pickle chips is where it gets a little bit dicey here because Dan, like myself, not a big fan of pickles. Now, I have had these before, and I know that when you deep fry a pickle and you dip it in sauce, the pickle aspect is going to go down a lot. So yeah. If you're not in love with a pickle, try pickle chips. That's the way to go. So yeah. Dan very, very bravely took a dip. He had it. I think he liked it. My wife also enjoyed it. But here is where there may have been a problem, and Gary became a victim of this later on in the night, which is the pickle chip is small enough to dip and put into your mouth. But some people would bite into the pickle chip.
Sure.
And there was some slippage. Sometimes the pickle would slip out of the fried crust. Much like the chicken thing you were talking about earlier. Do you eat the fried crust or do you eat the chicken breast? Right, no, you're supposed to eat it together.
Yeah.
Same thing was happening
was
here.
Was it served with
now,
gravy?
Matt, I don't
serve with dipping sauce.
Mm. I'd just like to assist here. But
it's kind of
gravy. You're saying slippage. That's a good word. I might posit squirtage. Mm. Mm. There was some serious
perhaps
pickle
there
shortage.
There was a separation of the pickle and the friedness.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not pointing fingers at who did it. A lot of friedness. People, a lot of people were picking at this thing because, again, eating during a bar crawl is kind of crucial. And, you know, I thought fast, so there was food very quickly here. So I was telling staff members and whoever else wanted to listen that they could have some of this.
Yeah, thank you. I loved it. I thought it was delicious. Now
Gary had a problem, though.
Oh, what happened?
I didn't have a...
Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a big deal.
Gary...
Well, tell us, Gary. Tell us.
Go ahead, Matt.
Gary thought he was grabbing a fried pickle, but turns out he was grabbing just the fried part. It had already... The pickle had already slipped out.
There
had
already been squirtage.
Mm. There had already been squirtage.
This was a half-bitten...
Yes, and the pickle had slid out completely.
Who put back the fried part? The fried part's still great.
I don't know, but as soon as I started ranting about that, I realized whoever it was probably within 7 feet of me, and I hope that I stopped. I'm sure I didn't.
That part's awesome. I love that part. I love when you're eating a hot dog and you finish all the meat and you still have the bun with all the toppings. Like, yeah, I'm going to eat this end too.
Yeah.
You know what, Chris? So do I. You know what I don't love is when you do that and put it down, and then I inadvertently pick it up. That's not my favorite.
What, you think I did that?
No, I'm saying...
Oh, I thought when you put it at me.
The
I'm
scenario
like,
you're describing where you're at the end of the hot dog and you've just got that little piece of bread that's still got some of the condiments on it. That's great. I love that when it's my hot dog.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Or the end of the burrito dos.
Or the end of the ice cream cone.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, the end's awesome.
So to wrap it all
I'm an end guy.
Next day we had the Corolla Drinks barbecue, which we've talked about at length. There was a full-on burger, hot dog bar, all the fixins, all the toppings. I stand by what I said. The hot dog remains the perfect barbecue picnic food for the reasons that I expressed. You could walk around with a drink in one hand, a dog in the other. You don't need to worry about the plate. You could still be talking to people. And it was just fucking amazing time.
I didn't have any hot dog or burger.
No, the hot dog was better than the burger.
I had both.
Me too.
I just remembered a moment that I'm just now remembering. Sorry, that was repetitive.
I wasn't going to let you forget.
I think it was the two of us standing there. Or was Chris there too?
Chris was nearby, and he came in a little later after you and I initially realized that Chris was brought into the fold.
So we're standing near all of the food stations as this catering company that did an incredible job is cleaning up. And in the process of cleaning up, we watched them take like an entire vat of like potato salad. Mm-hmm.
Looked delicious.
And just dump it all into the trash. Oh. All of this food wasted. And we all just thought if Adam was seeing this right now, he would have a heart attack.
Next time this happens, I'm bringing every piece of Tupperware in my house.
Yeah.
And just really fucking putting it in a box and say, put everything in these when you're done.
Yeah, you can. But also someone pointed out there was probably a COVID concern of like, we can't take this back anywhere. Yeah. But
I just finished playing. And I've been running around the entire day, too. So I've just finished playing my set, and I'm like, man, I am starving. I have not eaten today. And I go to get a burger and a dog. All the burgers and dogs are gone. I see them tying up a trash bag, to which Gary meant for me. Oh, all the potato salad is just in that trash. It's in that trash now. And there's only one thing left, and it's a vat of baked beans. And now they take all the baked beans and they start pouring it out in the trash can. And I'm like, no. I literally went out to like, stop. And they look confused. And I run. And I'm like, 1 second. And I run to the drinks thing. I get a red Solo cup. Nice. I run back and I just stick it under there. Like, and I filled that thing up with beans. And all I ate were beans at the barbecue.
Who does the YouTube video for this particular
show?
That'd
be Chris.
Oh, yeah, me.
Because if you want, you can see a picture right now of you holding the red plastic cup full of beans that I took of you.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not on my phone, but I'll email it to you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so I just ate beans.
How were they?
Nice.
A little undercooked. Yeah. But, yeah, I was happy to have something. Anyway,
that's what's on the menu.
Yeah! Nice job.
Solo cup full of
beans. That was really fun. I felt like I was there again, and... All right, I think that'll do it for today's water cooler. Why don't we get our plugs in GTFO? I'll start with you, Gary. What should we check out?
You can check out Reasonable Doubt. The Reasonable Doubt YouTube channel is youtube.com/ReasonableDoubtPodcast, and that's the exclusive home of Beyond a Reasonable Doubt, so subscribe.
Okay, definitely do that. And yeah, Gary's been killing it with the video content lately. And if you want more Gary, he's on all those episodes.
A little too much, Gary.
Oh, no.
Oh, we love it.
Yeah, there's never too much. Matt, what about you?
Follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier and check out the other show I'm on, Sword and Scale Rewind, True Crime After Show. It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, I agree. And Dawson, what about you?
Please follow my band on Twitter at The Smokin' Kills and our new record, is full streaming on Wednesday, starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's out. Play it loud and often for all of your friends, please.
Yes, yes. And share with a friend. And
and you'll find it at Mike Dawson and the Smoking Kills.
Nice. Yeah.
And when you get your friends' phones or on their computers, just subscribe to it, like
just put it.
Put
it on there.
Yeah, put it
just
on
just like
there.
It, do it on
it
everybody's
on
computer.
Yeah. All right. You both have one more.
We both have one more.
So we do.
Probably the same thing.
I doubt it.
Oh, wait. Wow. Say it at the same time. Let's see if it is.
It's definitely not.
All right. Three, two, one.
Patreon movie night.
There you go. Patreon movie night next week.
That I really wanted you to say something silly.
What was yours, Gary?
For anyone in the SoCal area, there's a live episode of Victory the Podcast.
No! Get out of here. A whole different. Thank you, Matt.
Sunday, 3 p.m. Bray Improv.
Yeah. No joke. Victory the Podcast live at the Bray Improv this Saturday.
Sunday, 3 p.m.
This Sunday, 3 p.m. And Matt, also Patreon movie night.
Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead. You have one more?
No, go ahead.
If you want to check out our Patreon, we do a second show a week. That's really the main reason to do it. But extra cool, we do movie nights every month, and we are about to tape our next movie night tomorrow night.
Andrews?
Gary is picking the movie. We have no idea what it is. I think we just know the length.
Yeah, that's correct, and I'm sticking to this. Dawson blew it last month when he revealed the movie in advance, but I think it's going to be fun to reveal to all of you guys what movie we're watching live on the air. I think that's going to be fun.
What's the length, 90 minutes?
It's a little longer than that. It's just under 2 hours. but it'll be worth it. And that's going to release tomorrow as well. So
yes.
Patreon subscribers will have two new pieces of content coming this week.
Patreon.com/watercooler.
All right, there you go. Right. And as for my plug, just I just want to thank everybody for coming out to the barbecue and everybody for commenting and just being a part of the show. We always love it, and we love you. We'll see you later this week. Bye.